Good morning, DLC. Good morning, and welcome to our Thursday morning Jumpstart call. My name is Shalia Williams, and I am over the outreach ministry at Discover Life, but also have the pleasure of serving as the service host, and I'm just excited a word of encouragement this morning, and I'm so excited and thankful for you all for joining this morning. This is a great time of us gathering each week to just hear a word from the Lord, from whoever's speaking that morning on how God has been speaking to them that week. So I'm excited to just share and encourage you all this morning. And let's just start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you, Lord, for this day, God. God, we thank you, Lord, and we give this day to you, God, because there's nothing that we did on our own to wake up this morning, God, and be present in this moment, God. So we give you all the glory that you're due, God. And as we share today, God, may you speak to each and every one of us, God, for you know our heart's desires, God, and you also know the call that you have over our lives, God. So may this word and this prayer, Lord, be used, Lord, to get us closer to fulfilling that call in our lives and closer to understanding you more in our lives. We thank you and we honor you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So today I want to just kind of share around the topic or the theme of a God-sent community. And I guess the subtitle is The Company You Keep. And ironically, I've had a number of things to occur this week that kind of led me to that theme to share. And it was also a part of the scriptures that I was studying this week in Luke. And so I just want to share a little bit there. So if you all would just turn to Luke 1. I'm going to read from verses 26 to 45, but we'll focus more on verses 39 through 45. But so if you could turn to Luke 1, I'll start at verse 26. And again, I just want to share a little bit this morning around the God-sent community, the company that you keep. And as you turn there, I had a friend to reach out to me online this week. We were kind of just chatting back and forth on one of her pictures and the direct messages. And, you know, she ended up sharing out of the blue after we were talking about her picture, the time when I invited her to my church here when I first moved here to Atlanta. And unbeknownst to me, she writes and she said that was the year that I found Christ and found my own personal relationship with Christ. And that really touched me so much because I do remember inviting her and eventually her attending the church frequently. She didn't join because she ended up going to get her master's in Florida. But she shared for about 5 minutes in an audio message on Instagram, actually, about how that was a life-defining moment for her. And since then, like, she's developed her relationship with Christ and she made a comment and she said how God has been speaking to her and that she said it's hard to kind of explain it to a lot of people because some people, they're like, well, how did you know? And she's like, simply, you know, God told me. So that just kind of stands out to me, stood out to me this week, and especially as I came across the scripture that I'm about to read. So as I share, I'll connect with you more on how, why that stuck out to me. But for now, I'll start with Luke 1. Verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a town called Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come onto you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive in her 6 months. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. This will be our focus scriptures. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her. So again, I want to kind of speak on this, these last few scriptures here around the topic of a God-sent community and really the company you keep. And I just really love the encounter that both Elizabeth and Mary has in this moment where something amazing has happened in their lives. And so one blessing of a God-sent community is that you have spiritual compatibility. So I think about how Mary is getting this news, and it started her at first. And I can only imagine what, you know, she was initially thinking, even as she, you know, was obedient and submitted to the word from the angel. The angel said, don't be afraid. So I imagine she was a bit afraid, not knowing what to expect on this journey ahead and not really understanding what has happened to her spiritually, but also what is going to be happening to her physically as she is now pregnant. And I think about, I try to envision how she rushed to Elizabeth after finding out, hey, Elizabeth is bearing a child as well. And to me, what stood out is how we God kind of charges us to identify the people who we share, you know, not only experiences with, but spiritual compatibility with. Because maybe Mary rushed to her because she knew that not only she was going through something similar, but that Mary has a perspective that stands in faith, that believes in Jesus. And maybe she knew that by being with Mary, it would encourage her faith even on this journey, to her, you know, being pregnant with the Son of the Most High. And I think that when God has sent people in our lives, we have to make sure that we really cultivate those relationships where we know we have spiritual compatibility. And notice I didn't say just general earthly compatibility. We like the same things. We do the same things. Because even when we have circumstances that are the same, not everyone will see that circumstance from a godly perspective. And so this morning, I do want you to reflect on those people in your lives that you know are there to enrich your faith, who you share that spiritual compatibility with. Those are the type of people who we have to keep around, and those are the people who God has sent in our lives to have community with as we are on this journey of purpose. And so the first kind of key maybe identifier of that God-sent community is the spiritual compatibility. The people who will stand in faith with you, the people who will hold you accountable for believing in God. And those are the people that we keep around. The next area that I want to call out are the, you know, that another way to identify this community is that they share joy for your calling. They share joy for your calling. It says that Elizabeth, when she heard her greeting, the baby in her womb leaped. And it leaped for joy. And even as you can see her expressions with the exclamation mark, even she had joy in her expressions. And it says immediately she was filled with the Spirit. So I think about this, and I think about how Mary didn't even have to say a word. Mary just showed up. Mary just showed up, and Elizabeth knew. You know, who are those people that you can just show up around in your truest self, in your rarest form, flaws and all, even in your lowest of moments, and they see you. And not only do they see you, they see you for who God has said that you are. They see you in your calling. Elizabeth was so, Mary didn't utter a word, and Elizabeth already knew that God had touched her. Elizabeth already knew that Mary was called. Elizabeth probably even knew that Mary didn't know what was going on. And she saw her, and she just started to speak over her life and express joy for what was happening. And again, Mary didn't even have to say a word. So these people that God has set in our lives, they see us for who we are. They accept us for where we are, but they also call us to who we are called to be in God. And they express that joy for our calling. They aren't envious. You know, they aren't tearing you down. They aren't trying to talk you down in fear, but they are building you up in faith. And so another identifier of this God-sent community of people who are already in your lives today, and I just want you to see them, recognize them, they express that joy for your calling. So this goes beyond your circumstances and how much money you make and what job you work in, you know, all the things that you know, I say, us Atlanta folks can easily get sucked up into when we meet people, that 5-second elevator pitch of who are you, what do you do, you know, where do you live. No, these people see you way beyond those things, and they have a joy for your calling. And those are the type of people that you keep. And the last area, so you have the spiritual compatibility that you share. They express this deep joy for your calling. And lastly, they are partners in purpose. So these people that God has called into your life, they are divinely sent to you to help you fulfill the purpose that God has for you and your family. They are your partners in purpose. And so I think about, again, this scripture and how at Mary's greeting, the baby inside Elizabeth leaped. And if you know the story of Elizabeth, and the baby that she was birthing was John the Baptist. And as we know, John the Baptist was a prophet. So this even shows us that in her womb, in her belly, he was already a prophet of the Most High, because something in Elizabeth resonated with Mary that day. And what a blessing, because this shows you that the people that God has sent in your life, whether it's your friend or your spouse, your family members, someone within our church community, the people that you know as I'm speaking that comes to your mind that God has sent to you, there's a deeper reason why they're there. And that you all are connected to help each other on this journey. And what the quote that kind of stood out as I thought about this part was that those people, they say it either verbally or by their actions. They know without a shadow of a doubt that there's something in you that needs to come out. And it needs to come out to even help me in my mission in Christ. And I know this is like a different, you know, angle on our jumpstart call, but it's so important because I don't want us to overlook the community that God has surrounded by us. So I told you I mentioned the story of my friend again, because again, I didn't know at that time how much me just inviting her to church was going to be so significant in her walk with Christ. I didn't know that. I also felt enriched when she gave me that. Her sharing that with me further reminded me of my call in that moment this week. And so there's this exchange there of purpose and us, you know, really stewarding the relationships that people, that we have, that God has sent to us. And I thought I'd just share this and paint this out, because as I'm speaking, I hope that God is placing in your heart some of those people who are in your lives that you're just thankful for, that you know that there's more there, that you know that God really sent this person in my life, and he or she is here to help me on this mission. And it may not be in a tangible way. Maybe that's just the person that you go to for encouragement to keep standing in faith in your marriage, or to keep standing in faith in this job that you desire better in. I don't know what it is, but what I do know is that there is a community that God has already placed in your life. And the word for today is that is the company that you keep and that you steward well. Because it's way deeper than what's here on earth, that those people are sitting here to help you in your mission for Christ. And lastly, I do want to send a charge to us. So not only do we think about, hey, who are these people? I want to charge us to think about, are we those people? You know, who do we know that God has surrounded us by that we ought to be pouring into, that we need to deepen the relationship with? Because you know that your existence in their lives is much more purposeful than just transactional daily living. So I want to seal us with a prayer, but I do want to encourage us. Today I wanted to encourage us from that lens to remind you, one, you're not alone, because there is a community that God has sent your way to help you on this journey. So if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling weak, if you're feeling like you're not motivated, know that there are people in your life that God has sent to help you. You're not standing in this alone. But secondly, know that, hey, those relationships that you have and you cherish, let's take those even deeper and do what we're called to do in their lives and allow them to do what they have been called to do in our lives. So Heavenly Father God, we just thank you on today, Lord. Thank you for the way that you love us, that you care for us, that you root for us, that you support us. Even the songs this Sunday reminded us that you are for us. So we thank you, God, for being for us, God. But you're so loving and so caring, God, that not only are you for us, but you allow that love that you have to be exemplified in the people here that you have surrounded us with on earth as well, God. So you're able to give us that, your tangible love, you know, in the hearts of other people, God. So on today, God, we just express our gratitude for the community that has been God sent in our lives, God. For you sent people our way, God, to help us on this journey of fulfilling your mission, of serving you and others, of edifying you in our marriage and in our families with our children, God, and in the workplace, God. So today, God, we ask that you show us, God, reveal to us this week, Lord, who are those people in our lives, God, that you sent to us, God. If we don't know, God, make it known to us, oh God, so that we can truly understand the reason and the call and the purpose that you have for them in our lives, God. So that we can make way, Lord, remove barriers, remove our guards, and make way for us to deepen those relationships so that we can partner with each other in purpose, God. Who are those people that you've called me to, God, that you've called me to minister to, that you've called me to encourage in their faith, God, that you called me to have joy for their calling and their purpose, oh God? We thank you, Lord, oh God, and we have a deeper understanding of community, God, and how we are going to be enriched and empowered, Lord, by this walk, God. And lastly, we pray that you decrease the voices and the influence of those in our lives, God, becoming a barrier to our walk with you, God. But we ask that you increase the involvement and influence of those who are God sent, divinely sent to us, God, to help us in our calling and our walk with you. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for this morning for community. We thank you for a church community. And we thank you, God, for the call that you have on our lives and how we'll be closer to it as a result of this prayer call. We sing your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So thank you all for joining the call today, and I hope that you are enriched and blessed, and I pray that you all have a wonderful Thursday. Please visit discoverlifeda.org to learn about our happiness. We hope that you join us on for service on Sunday on Facebook Live and YouTube. If you have any prayer requests, please send them on our website as well. Thank you all, and have a good day.